You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Matt Ritchie to score and Bournemouth to win 10-1. Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win at 7-2. Lee, at least they were involved in an entertaining match on Wednesday night. They were beaten, though, by Wolfsburg. And Louis van Gaal, I think he's lost the plot completely. He was referencing Manchester United's League Cup performances in that post-match press conference, saying that they'd got better and that there'd obviously been progress. They beat Ipswich and went out in 120 minutes against Middlesbrough. I mean, that's not pulling up any trees, is it?
It was a strange night, wasn't it? Because all the things that Manchester United have been criticised for over the past 3 months or whatever it's been, why didn't they just do that again? Why didn't they batten down the hatches, try and go for a 0-0 and sneak a goal on the break, which is what they've been doing? And then suddenly they think, oh, no, we need to go and win the game. And then they come unstuck because, obviously, Wolfsburg are... I think what the problem with them, just going back to the Champions League, is that when they go to teams in the Premier League at the moment, those teams who they're going to are still more than happy to take a point at home to Man United. Because why wouldn't they be? Leicester, happy to take a point. Watford would have been happy with a point. Palace, happy with a point. Everton, obviously, that was a bit of an anomaly that day, that 3-0 win for Man United. They lost 3-0 to Arsenal, quality team. Southampton, they beat 3-2, but Southampton would have been happy with a point. And so on and so forth. Wolfsburg weren't entertaining any of that kind of, oh, we'll just sit in and let Man United do what they want. They had a go at them, and Wolfsburg are a fantastic counter-attacking team. So when Man United came onto them, they hit them on the break. I thought it was a naive performance. It reminded me a little bit of Arsenal, kind of an Arsenal-like performance in Europe, where they don't seem to have the football nous to get in the lead or get the equaliser and then shut up shop for 10 minutes. It was embarrassing, I thought, the way they conceded so soon after on two occasions. How do they bounce back from that? I mean, I think they just go back to what they've been doing, to be honest with you. I think they'll really just go back into the Premier League mode, look to not concede and look to get a goal and finish the game off. Bournemouth, I mean, I heard someone on the radio saying the other day, oh, you know, Bournemouth's season's been turned round. You know, after the draw with Everton. I mean, all right, they beat Chelsea 1-0. Fantastic result for them. And, you know, the best result in the club's history, the manager called it. But on another day, I think, you know, Chelsea had 16 shots on goal, 9 on target. They got away with it, I think, Bournemouth there, to be honest with you. So I'm not reading too much into that. I'm going for a Man United win here. I mean, 6-5, Man United at Bournemouth. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, they'll just get back into the groove and they'll win the game by probably a single goal to nil.
1-0 Manchester United, 13-2. This is one of those occasions, Derek, if you were pricing this at the start of the season and you saw Manchester United at odds against to beat Bournemouth, you'd be licking your chops, wouldn't you? But it's a little bit different now.
Too right. I think Lee's been incredibly unkind to Bournemouth there. You know, after two results they've had recently, the draw with Everton and then beating Chelsea at Chelsea, and then picking holes in their form. But you can't do that, Lee. Sorry, you can't have that. And also, he's reading Man United like the Man United of Fergie. I'm just looking down at a list of possible scorers for United here, and there's not a single player in that United team who'd get a sniff of a place in the Man City team.
How many
not
Bournemouth players would get in the Man United team?
No, true, yeah, but I didn't ask that question, did I? It doesn't matter how many Bournemouth players would get in the Chelsea team. 0-1, I think you'll find the score was last week. You know, this is a desperately ordinary Man United team, and, you know, Van Gaal is getting all kinds of stick, and he deserves it. But there are some players hiding behind that, you know, because there's nobody who could be pleased with their performances this season in the Man United shirt, apart maybe from the keeper. And this is a team who aren't playing for the manager. So do we expect them to go out there and beat a revitalised Bournemouth side? I don't expect it. I think we'll see more of the same from United. Van Gaal is so lucky that the Premier League is crap. Because if this was a normal Premier League, United would be in about seventh place. They're out of the League Cup. They've just gone out of Europe, and he would be out of a job without question. He's hanging on to his job because they're still in, nominally speaking, still in with a chance of winning the title, which they ain't going to win. Everybody knows that. So he's dead lucky. Someone called him a Bond villain. He looks like a Bond villain. Well, the villain would be View to a Nil, wouldn't it? Because how many 0-0 draws have they had this season? It's criminal. And I'm going for Bournemouth here. I can't see. Yeah, I know at the beginning of the season you've just seen 6-5 United, blah, 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 blah. It ain't going to happen. They ain't going to be winning this.
Five in the last 10, it is, by the way. 0-0 draws for Manchester United. Another one last weekend. The 0-0 draw here is 17-2.
Four in the Premier League this season, yeah. The interesting thing about those 0-0s is that three of them have come at home, which, you know, it's, you can't believe that at Old Trafford, can you? Look, Derek, the only thing, Derek, I'd say about that is that they're still fourth. I know you say it's a bad Premier League, but Bournemouth are in that bad Premier League and they're fourth bottom. So, you know, you have to... I mean, it's 6-5. I mean, it's like, if they're odds on, I would be absolutely agreeing with Derek, but I can't pass them up at 6-5.
Bournemouth, by the way, conceded the joint most goals in the Premier League, 30. Manchester United have conceded the fewest, 10. So if you look at it from that angle, yeah, you'd be going with
second
United
most
here
at home, Bournemouth as well.
6-5.
But, you know, Man United don't score bucket loads away from home. But Man United, 11 goals away from home compared to how many at home? 9. So it does seem like they're a little better away from home.
Mm. Yeah. Are you going with Bournemouth then, Derek?
Yes, you're right, I am.
12-5.
Yeah,
that's not that. There's no part of your Bible that, apart from the book that says you hate Man United, that that says you could be backing them at 12-5.
The Bible is there's a team at home at 12-5 playing against a bang ordinary Man United side. That's my new Bible.
It's a new chapter.
The good thing about Derek's Bible is it's ever evolving. That's what I like most about it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.